What's up, guys? This is Just the Guys Podcast, episode 107. Yeah. We got the two stooges today. We're missing one. He's out enjoying life, but you know, he sends his regards. But we got Terrell.
What's good, y'all?
And myself, Denzel. We're gonna two-man this today. We're gonna give you a treat, as someone we know would like to say.
I had a chair, man. I had a chair set up for his bitch ass. I had an extra bottle of water set up for his bitch ass. He was supposed to be right here next to me. And then he pulled out. Pause. I was like, all right. Hey, man. But he'll be back next episode in his own own space, his own box. We don't got to share a box. Too brolic. You know what I'm saying? I got to be off in the cut.
Ain't going to be like this.
But how's your week, Denzel? I haven't been here the entire week. I've been, you know.
My week has been vacation. A week of self-discovery. I've been working again, putting in them hours. Mm. I was supposed to work yesterday at do a 6 to 12, but I went there at 6. I was there till 6:20. Went back home and went to sleep.
What the fuck?
I went back home, went to sleep, did not call them. They did not call me. And I don't know when I go back in. I'll probably go there tomorrow. Just walk up there, see what time I'm supposed to go in. But yeah, like,
why the fuck?
They wasn't there, like, because the store opens at 8.
Okay.
And I was supposed to be there at 6 to stock, because that's all I really do there. I just stock. I just take shit out the back. Their back is a mess. But taking stuff out the back. And that's why I don't be mad. I'll be like, I have shit to do until I leave. Like, I look at that back, like, all I see is 8 hours of work. I don't gotta worry about what I need to do. I don't gotta worry about what I need to do. Just put all the stuff out, break stuff down, take out the trash, go home. But I've just been working. I'm playing games that I love again, not playing games that I hate.
There we go. I like that.
Fuck Tekken.
I like that.
I had an epiphany. I was at work. I was thinking about tech I could do in Tekken. If you don't know what tech is, it's techniques, stuff that I can learn and all that. And I got angry just thinking about it. And when I caught myself being angry, because I was thinking about like my experience on the game, like I was just like, why the fuck am I playing this? I don't have to play this shit. I'm not going to play this shit. Actually, where that Baldur's Gate at? Let me run that shit real quick.
There you go.
But, good week of self-discovery. And
Shit. My week has been... I don't even know, bro. I've been working, busting my ass, paying bills, and just relaxing. I haven't been on this shit. And trying to fucking get the channel monetized. We're right there. We're fucking so close to getting the channel monetized. So it's just like, all right, what's the next video? If you haven't seen, we dropped a reaction yesterday. Well, Tuesday. Saying yesterday, this shit comes out Friday. Tuesday. Yoshimitsu, Kochis, the first Kochis video on the fucking channel. Go check it out. Run that shit up because, you know what I'm saying? That shit's not doing too hot right now. It should look a little sickly. I might drop another video today if I can get the thumbnail done before I do my endeavors for the rest of the day. But, hey, man, run up the channel, run up the videos. More reactions on the way. If you're watching this, if you come back every fucking week and you don't like the damn video, what the fuck are you doing? Like this video, subscribe, look at the fucking camera, bruh. Oh my God, this shit's about to piss me off, bruh. I might have to move USB ports, but whatever, bruh. If I freeze, I freeze and...
I can still hear you.
Yeah, you'll still hear me. Well, let's get into the shits. It has not been an eventful week. With news, there has been some shit, but it's too much on the how can I say it? Too much on the cancelable. This video might not see the light of day. Shit, we had some antics regarding Meek Mill, and you know, we're not gonna speak on it. We're gonna wait till Rod gets back to speak on it, because I want to hear his case in point on that.
Mm-hmm.
But fuck it, let's shoot the shit. Let's go to the one video I have up in the shit.
Got you. Hold on. Let me see. I can pull that up. Oh, we on the same screen. Okay.
I have some more shit. It'll come to me, though. This is an off-the-cuff podcast because I didn't even have time to even build the episode like I wanted to. But hopefully you guys are having a... Damn, I see how the other VC just cleared out. Yeah. Hopefully y'all having a good week, a great week. Spring is in the air. Oh, well, let me write that down before I forget. I said spring and there it is.
Spring. Share that screen real quick.
All right.
There we go.
We might have opposing points on this. I like this.
Mm-hmm.
No one can dick ride like you be saying.
Yeah. So one-on-one.
All right, go ahead, King.
These grown-ass kids. You know, I'm just reading over messages, and I realize there's nothing we could have did to change the way they think about their childhood. There's not a motherfucking thing we could have did different to change the opinion that they have of us when they was kids. I don't owe them nothing now that they are grown. So here is my thing. What are you doing with your life to change what you think and what you say happened in your childhood? If you haven't changed anything in your life and you still have a fucked up life and faulting everybody for your bad decisions, then that's your fault and you're fucked up. I don't owe you shit and you don't owe me nothing. And that's the way I think of life now. Fuck these grown ass kids. Do not waste your time thinking that they're gonna change, because their mind is already poisoned by the things they put in their own mind. No one put these things in their mind but them. So it's up to them to change them. Fuck these grown ass kids.
What do you think, Denzel?
Sound like she ain't raised no kids.
No, she raised two daughters. She raised two daughters from 0 to 18, she said.
She raised two daughters, huh?
Mm-hmm. Two daughters, she said. Ooh. In other videos. Ooh. I was scrolling through a couple of her videos.
I don't know the upbringing. I can't say too much about it. I don't know the upbringing. I don't know the two sides of the story. But all I got to say is, you got a point. You don't owe them nothing. They don't owe you nothing. But guess what? You closer to that retirement home than they are. So if anybody going to be fucked up, it's going to be you, not there. I'd rather be homeless at 32 than 75 and wondering if I'm getting my soda's getting peed in and if the nurse gonna come change my diapers. If that's even the case, you might be homeless too. Molly and I don't got shit saved up for the retirement home. Because retirement home's getting more expensive.
Exactly.
Them shits went from like 40-something thousand for the rest of your life to like 100-something K for the rest of your life. So I mean, shit. By the time you hit that stage, you good right now, but by the time you hit that stage, that shit might be 200K. So if anybody fucked up, it's going to be you, queen. I ain't going to hold you. So, I mean.
She had me up until she said the they put this in their own mind. Like, they poisoned this. They poisoned, their minds are poisoned. And nothing happened to you. It's like, bro, like, but let me speak on two different points. When she said she don't owe us, like she doesn't owe her kids shit, it's like, you owe your kid everything. Your kid did not ask to be here. Your bitch ass brought your kid in here. We don't ask to be here. You get what I'm saying? And then when I have kids, I owe them everything because I brought them here. You get what I'm saying? So, but the fact that, like, this goes back to like the last episode, you don't know what your kid could be traumatized by with their upbringing. So it's like, did they really put this in their own head, or were you just a fucked up parent? And she looked like she a boomer for sure, 100%. She a boomer. And we know how the boomer parents are. They had, you know, some parents are tough and some kids don't receive that right. So, damn, what else did she fucking say that I wanted to speak on? But not, I say that to also say, at a certain point, motherfuckers do be carrying trauma longer than they should. You get what I'm saying? Like, you can't be fucking like 35 and you still haven't resolved some of those. I know some shit is hard to get by, but like, goddamn, 35 and you still holding on to trauma from way, way back when? Like, bro, you gotta let that shit go. You gotta find a way to heal through that shit. But I still stand on what the fuck I said on the last podcast episode. Like, sometimes you don't need to be whooping your kid's ass like that because you don't know how they're going to receive that shit. And then when your ass is in a retirement home or your ass old as shit and you need someone to wipe your ass and your kid's not answering the call, it's like, okay. You know what I'm saying? You dug that hole. Now you're going to sit in that shit.
Literally.
I seen a video come up of like this white dad whooping his kid's ass. And someone was like, oh, yeah, like, we need that back because this generation, blah, blah, blah. It's like, my thing with that shit is, and we're going to revisit it because I don't give a fuck. I feel like this is how we, this is the way I think. And if I'm wrong, by all means, I'll ring off in the comment section. Denzel can shoot his shit. But I feel like when it comes to parenting, like, kids, I feel like we take these, and I say it, we treat them as if they were an adult almost, like they don't know what the fuck, you know, you get what I'm saying? Like, we envision them to be like, we're trying to have these real world, like these adult ideas for them to have as a kid. And it's like, bro, they're a kid. Like, they don't understand how to handle their emotions. So if a kid runs around the store and he's screaming and yelling, he's being a kid. You get what I'm saying? This goes back to like when people say their kids have ADHD because they can't focus on shit. They're a kid. They don't understand shit yet.
ADHD and the kid is like saying, like, this kid has a disease where they can't read at a 10th grade level yet. Well, they're a kid. They don't know how to do that shit. They're like five. Like, of course they got ADHD by default. The fuck?
Yeah.
I mean, you might get that one kid out of like a gazillion that's just, you know, they got an old ass soul. They can sit down and not speak and listen, right, and stuff, but that ain't common. We talk about the majority.
Exactly.
I mean, you grow out of that shit. Some don't, obviously, and you can catch it when they don't because they 19 and exhibiting the same things, and you know, oh, okay, this motherfucker got ADHD for real.
Yeah.
You know.
But it's just like, I want to say this. You gotta let your kid be a kid, and if they step out of line, you gotta be the adult and show them how to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, talk them through their emotions. Have them understand they have emotions. And you behave
them in a way that they can understand.
And you behave certain ways in certain places. Not everything is, you know, run around and have fun. But, hey, man. This lady is dumb as fuck. I wouldn't put it past her if her, you know, if her kids hate her, I see why. Because some boomer parents feel like they did nothing wrong. And it's like, bruh. I said this in the last episode. You don't understand. You don't know what sticks to a kid. You don't understand what will be a core memory. What will be a memory that they always have. And they might have a different viewpoint on their childhood than you might. But it's just like, hear from their perspective. No one's perfect. No one's parenting style is perfect. And you still got to learn your kid at the end of the day. Because one parenting style can't work for every single kid. That's why, when you have siblings, you'd be like, damn, like, my little brother's getting treated way different than I did. And it's like, okay, you got to develop because he's a different person. You know what I'm saying? You got to adapt. But, yeah, I thought we would fucking disagree on that. We had the same goddamn. Well, pushing it a little forward then, because I did remember something. Spring break in Miami is forever going to be different going forward. They put out a video saying that there's going to be curfews, there's going to be DUI checks everywhere. Police officers are always going to be there. The curfew's like, the curfew's like 6 p.m. Parking's like $100. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You want a party, bitch? Pay that money and feel that oppression.
Yep, no more.
Want a party.
No more thotting in Miami for spring break.
Yeah. I bet all the dads like, oh, you don't want to go to Miami. You don't want to go. You went every other year. You don't want to go this year? I'll be okay if you could go. You don't want to go? Okay.
But I feel like they more so did it because whenever it's spring break in Miami, motherfuckers come through, trash the fucking beaches. And you already know the ecosystem is fucked. They got fucking cans and trash everywhere. The water is fucked.
Open the sand. Motherfuckers stepping on it, cutting their feet open.
Traffic's ridiculous. People are getting violent because they can't handle their liquor. They girl out there talking to somebody. Motherfuckers shoot. I think there was a bunch of shootings. There's a bunch of shootings last year. It was about time Miami got with the program and was like, you know what? Fuck this shit, bro. Like, what do we need spring break for? Well, like, people travel here year round all the time. Like,
they go to Atlanta and Miami. Like, that's the two hot spots in the East Coast, at least.
Take that shit to
Atlanta. I'm going to Atlanta.
Take that shit to Atlanta. Go trash Atlanta. Shout out to Atlanta, though. But go ahead and trash Atlanta. Don't come down here.
Where's the trash at Atlanta?
Nothing. The clubs. There's no beach in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck it, bro. Oh, shit.
I got a topic.
Go ahead.
What you think about this? So I was looking at these videos. I was just looking at a bunch of stuff like financing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And McDonald's is mad right now that all of the low-income individuals that usually keep them afloat aren't shopping at McDonald's anymore for food. And they're wondering why. And a lot of stock investors are saying that McDonald's is going to be in a downward spiral from now on if the prices don't like equalize. Because right now, they said like in the 1980s, Big Macs was like $1.60.
Yeah.
And from like the early 90s to like 2005, it was $2.30 for the sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
And like $5 for the meal, $4 for the meal, whatever. They say now for the sandwich is like $6-$7. And if you want the meal, it's like $12-$13.
That's just ridiculous.
Like, it's the same fucking burger that we ate all those years ago. And it's like, you want to know what else is $13, $12? A fucking meal at fucking Chipotle. A fucking a Mexican spot or something. Get like a whole entree for that much.
Thanks.
And I was like, no wonder nobody going there. Like, motherfuckers still going to Little Caesars because Little Caesars get yeah. People are still mad about the sauce.
Well, fuck. I mean, I'm glad you said that because I did see this thing where, like, I think starting either this year or next year, fast food restaurants are gonna start. If it's like the busy, like peak hours, they're gonna start charging more. They're gonna start like fluctuating the prices of everything. If it's like the slow period, the prices are gonna be down. Which I don't understand because, like, okay, if you're McDonald's. Obviously, the prices are up now because inflation, the economy, everything's fucking expensive. So of course, we're all going to stop eating there. And their reward system fucking sucks. You can only get one free thing. I can't get a free meal. I have like fucking 10,000 points. You telling me I can only get one free thing? I can't stack shit? Okay. Bet, bitch. At Burger King, I can. But I don't understand how they're going to do that. Like, how they're going to fluctuate the prices. Because then, if I know that at between 12 and 3, you're busy, your peak hours, that your shit's gonna be expensive as fuck, I'm gonna just go later. But then everyone's gonna wanna go later. So then it's like, how are you gonna fluctuate the prices? You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
they said that McDonald's is not a fast food company, it's actually a real estate company. Because what they'll do, exactly, yeah, hear me out. They said they'll buy land to build a McDonald's. And then they'll have a McDonald's there. And then they'll have franchisees, people that own McDonald's, and they'll have them pay them rent while they don't, like, McDonald's as a corporation doesn't have much say in the prices. It's just that the franchisees got to pay for the meat, you know, the food, all the resources and everything. McDonald's Corporation own the land, and they get paid rent from the franchisees. So if anything, McDonald's as a corporation has nothing to lose because they have all this land. They say only 2,000 out of the 40,000 plus McDonald's worldwide is actually owned by McDonald's. The rest are all franchises. Are franchisees. So they consider themselves a real estate company rather than a fast food company. But the thing is this. Yeah, that's why I was like, oh, these niggas is sneaky. And I was like, so they don't own like more than 80% of their McDonald's. And they just get paid rent from the franchisees. And the franchisees are the ones that have to raise the prices because they got to get all the resources to keep it running. Right. So they're saying that the franchisees might end up selling their McDonald's to other people. But McDonald's don't lose because they just go get paid the rent from the new people.
Exactly.
Like, hey, McDonald's. Look at McDonald's is being grimy, slimy. I was like, oh. And then they was talking about some franchisees, the only option they have to stay afloat is like they're gonna have to cut down on labor. So they're gonna have to cut down on, it's gonna be a massive layoffs, and they're gonna have to use AI for everything because they already got an all automated version of McDonald's. But again, they can do that. But at the end of the day, if the price for a Big Mac is $20, at this rate, that's what's gonna be real soon. $20, nobody's going to shop there anyway. Nobody with money is going to shop there because there's better options. And nobody without money is not going to shop there because, bitch, I could buy a whole grocery
for real
thing for like a week for $20, even in this economy.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, I mean, can you imagine a whole AI McDonald's? You go there and you like, yeah, can I get a number two? No pickles. And you gotta repeat that shit hella fucking times. So you looking at the screen not updating. It's like, no pickles. No pickles. It's like, bro.
Is it pickles? Extra pickles?
Extra pickles? More pickles. You know how them shits extra are, pickles. Bro. Them shits don't be understanding you correctly. Especially if you have an accent or you don't speak properly. Or not properly, but clearly.
They'll like, fucking, like you from Russia, you got like a accent. You know what I'm saying? It ain't gonna pick it up. It's gonna be like extra pickle,
extra pickles, more pickles. You said number three. No, bitch, I said number two. I get this.
You fucking said 20.
It's like, bruh. I mean, but that's crazy. There's always a loophole for everything, bruh. There's always a fucking loophole for all this shit. For this shit to be considered a real estate company is ridiculous. That's what
they say in 1940, whatever, when it McDonald's was founded. The CEO of McDonald's, the founder, said that he wanted to make a real estate company that just happened to sell food on the side for people to chill at and eat. I was like, so this motherfucker was smart.
Fucking he said this genius, like, bro.
I was like, who thinking like that nowadays? That's some sneaky. That's
nobody,
sneaky.
Bro. These motherfuckers from back then are smart as shit. I'm not going to lie, bro. Like, whoever made the way the work days are structured, the 8-hour work days, with a 30-minute break, it's bullshit, but he's a genius for it. You're not getting paid for those 30 minutes. You only eat for 30 minutes. You're not getting paid for it. Okay. It's like, bro, I might as well get paid for it. I'm still on the clock. Like, I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I have to come back and fucking clock back in. Might as well just pay me for eating. But he's a genius. And whoever structured the fucking companies now, where the CEO at the top don't got to do nothing, and you have a million other workers under you, genius shit. That structure is a genius.
The pyramid scheme.
It's a fuck. This it's an OG. Genius. Is it bullshit? Yes, it is, but it's genius. You gotta recognize genius, bro.
Yeah. But like, I feel like people doing that now, but with AI, they're trying to do the same thing. Like, I know you probably heard of this, but like, you heard of the, they got this thing with AI influencers. It's this girl from Spain. And she's literally AI. Everything's AI. It's not real, but it's photorealistic. And they said that she makes, like, because she got 250,000. Probably got more by now, because that was months ago when I seen that shit. Mm. Probably got, like, half a mil now. And she was like, yeah, she's fake. I made her with my computer, and I just generate images. It's easy to put one or two out a day. Just GPU, make the image. And he said he get paid, like, over 100K a month. Between Instagram, TikTok, he said he might do OnlyFans because this is free. You know, that's a bag right there.
That is a bag.
I was like,
I'm not gonna lie, as much as we sit here and are like, yeah, like the truck drivers are gonna get replaced with AI, the fast food places are gonna be, you know, replaced with AI.
Creative is getting capped with the
we AI. As content creators can also get replaced. And I feel like that's gonna be the next wave in the next like couple years. It's gonna be AI fucking influencers everywhere. And someone's just gonna be behind the screen just getting all the bread for it. And it's gonna be a bunch of it's gonna be a bunch of girls. You know how men are weak. You know, men on the internet are weak. There'll be a bunch of girls, different colors, different, you know what I'm saying?
Everything perfect. The other girls can't compete. The real ones cannot compete.
And it's just going to be a fucking just a shit show of just AI girls and AI influencers everywhere. And then there, you have to dig for like the real content creators that are actual people. But then it might get to the point where you can't even tell the fucking difference. You can't even tell the difference. We might be AI right here. Unless you know us in real life. But it's crazy. There's going to be a fucking... We know how Twitch is now. It's just a bunch of fucking creators. And you got to scroll all the way down to the bottom for some people. And it's going to be the same shit. But then you have to scroll all the way down to the bottom for the real people. The real content. But how can you... be an AI influencer, like, I get it, but how can you like AI some funny shit? Actually, AI is kind of fun. I actually follow this this content creator. His name is Doug Doug, and he be fucking he'll do like little coding shit. He'll have like an AI versus his Twitch chat in like Mario Party or like Smash. I think they played Smash once. And it's the coolest fucking shit ever. And he just sits there and he has a good time. But the AI is dumb as fuck. Like the AI we have now, like he uses ChatGPT. He uses a novel AI. And it does shit. But it's just like when it goes on like tangents of saying shit, it'll just fucking either catch itself in a loop or like it'll start saying some outlandish shit. I'm like, bro. But the way like I haven't seen another like streamer do shit how he does it. I'm like, bro, this shit is so fucking entertaining. To be able to code shit and have fucking your Twitch chat and your YouTube chat play fucking Mario Party against each other, or like he'll split his chat from everyone that the username starts from A to like G and then the rest of the alphabet go against each other. That's just so fucking cool. I've never seen some shit like that. I was like, yeah, he one of them ones. He a genius.
And you know, it's the crazy thing though. The first job that's gonna be clapped when AI becomes like smart enough is coding. Coders are screwed. Like, yeah. If you smart and you a coder, give that shit up. Become a software, not a software engineer. Become like an AI model maker or some shit. Because at this point, you can code without knowing how to code. Like, you can tell, like chat GPT, I want to make a program that can play music. You don't have to do anything. It'll just make the code up, and it'll just put it there, and you can drag it over. This dude I watch, he makes AI models for, like, faces and stuff, like mm-hmm. the photo things. He made a program to where you could put your own photo in there and paint around what you want to change. And then put it into the AI model, and then it'll just change. But he didn't code any of it. He just made the AI do it with ChatGPT. I was like, he doesn't know how to code. I was like, so at this rate, the first job that's going to go, they talk about McDonald's. They talking about everything else. Coders are the first one. They the ones biting their nails right now, sweating like.
Coding's gone. Hey, and that's what someone had asked him, too. They were like, yo, like, I see you do all this coding stuff. Like, I want to get into coding, but I didn't go to school for it. And this man was like, yeah, just, you know, use AI. AI will give you, you know, the foundation, and you just go from there. And that's the thing with like going to school for like coding and like film production is like the shit you could graduate this year, 10 years from now, your shit is dated. Like, no one uses your shit no more. The shit we can do now is completely different. It's like, I know people that got film degrees and it's like, bro, we don't use none of the equipment's the same. The way shit you accelerates. Use iPhones
with effects.
Yeah. So you can record a whole movie with an iPhone now. It's like, what the fuck? Like, you do learn some key shit that probably doesn't change, like lighting and shit like that. But as far as like the film equipment, it's probably the same shit with coders. Like you know, create
a lot of people have learned, like, from when we graduated from high school, that was the shit. They were like, learn coding, learn how to do this. Like, yeah. I know you heard that girl, like, coming up, like, oh yeah, I'm about to learn coding, I'm about to major in coding. I bet they probably had, you know, they probably got to their job and everything, but I bet you right now, them same motherfuckers, like,
AI getting crazy.
Get a little close.
AI getting crazy. Sitting in their business meetings, like, yeah, this AI going crazy right now.
Because that's really coders and creative artists, because they got artists now, like, because we're AI, like, you don't have to know how to draw. Like, you can make a whole comic book with anime without knowing how to draw.
We're gonna have AI rappers for real.
AI
singers,
bro. Right now, motherfuckers is writing the right lyrics and they just having the AI rap it, but soon the AI is gonna know what to do. They'll be like, make me an Eminem type song.
Yep.
Oh, I got you.
Facts. Say less.
Maybe a Kendrick beat real quick. Oh, I got you.
I'm gonna have to fuck around with ChatGPT, bro. Make a thumbnail.
Make a thumbnail. Fuck shit. It's so much shit you can do. I've been messing around.
You know what? This thumbnail, I might fuck around and try to make it with ChatGPT. Let's see. Let's see. I'm going to find an AI program between today and tomorrow. I got time. I'm going to find something. I'm going to have it make a thumbnail. Let's see. Let's see how that works. Doesn't do it. Have a regular-ass thumbnail. So, yeah, that shit didn't work. If it's a regular thumbnail, I either got it impatient or I said, just fuck this shit. I'm just going to do it myself.
I think it'll probably give you a good baseline. I could be like, here, it might be fucked up a little bit. It's the same thing with the AI art. I'll be like, I want this. And it'll make like 10 different versions of it. And I just pick the one I like best. And then I'll take that into Photoshop or I'll take that and redo it through the AI thing to make a better one. I'll just do that. It's the same thing with coding. Yeah, it's the same thing with coding. Like, it make your code. It's probably fucked up a little bit, but you can just Google, like, how do you fix this? Boom, you got it done.
Imagine, bro. You just have the AI. Yeah, make me a YouTube video. That'll garner a bunch of
attention. There goes Sora. The Sora AI.
That shit is ridiculous, bro. And those videos, like, with the art is easy. But with the videos, I was like, yo, this is
too real.
Too real. Like, is this really AI? Like, yo.
Show me a guy walking through Japan with snow. And this man was walking through. Had the little Japanese buildings with the snow on it, and it had the trail. The motherfuckers riding on bikes. The palm frozen over with.
Bro. 2 years ago, we didn't know what the fuck ChatGPT was. Just like last year, motherfuckers like ChatGPT. And that same year, the schools were like, yeah, no, you can't use this shit for your papers.
They don't know that though.
I heard they had a whole program that can detect whether it was made with an AI or not.
Yeah.
Heard wrong then. Shit. Y'all run up y'all papers, y'all essays.
Yep, just get the ChatGPT and then scribble a little bit, change it up, put this here. You know what to do. Y'all know how to cheat.
God. Like, come on, though. And look where we're at. Now I'm scared to see where we're at next year with AI. We just had the fucking AI songs last year. Now we got AI video? What the fuck?
Hey, man. I'm going to call it now. AI porn is next. It's the only thing that hasn't really been. It's next. It's next up.
That shit going
to
go.
I mean, it had little waves, but it hasn't been like an era like everything else, like the songs, the videos.
VTubers about to go up. Them VTubers and virtual.
Yeah, they're about to get the fakest looking female, the fakest looking man. They'll be like, this is me. Just go say everything I say.
Face reveal.
Giga chat. Yeah, they're going to Giga chat face.
Oh my God, like. Bro. I'm scared for the future, bro. We got to put some laws on this shit. We got to put some
laws ain't going to be lagging behind.
They the are.
They're gonna be relevant for like 5 months, and then after that, it's dated again.
It's technology, bro. That shit accelerates so fucking fast. And you see how long it takes to get some shit passed, some laws passed. I'm like, bro, y'all got it.
I wouldn't really mind it, only because it's more accessible. So like, people that wouldn't be able to do stuff otherwise would be able to do it. Like us, for example, we'd be able to code. We'd be able to make videos. Like really good videos. We'd be able to do so much shit, different shit. We can get the instrumental of the song we like. We don't got to look that shit up like we had to do back in the days. We had to look up the instrumental. We can just get that shit. You know, AI, if you know, you know. I ain't going.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, I feel like it has its dangers, but I feel like that's like 20% of it. I feel like 80% of it is going to be so much creativity being done with it. Because it's going to be people that just use it to use it, and it's going to be people that put in work. Because you put in work with it, that's when the magic happens.
Yeah.
Not when niggas just say, make this video and that's it, and they don't refine it. It's like you get the stuff and you refine it, you work with it. That's when shit start looking really good. That's when the stuff that is AI related looks really good is when they put in work with it. Like you still gotta put in work with it. It's just that people just wanna do the bare minimum and wanna get the success, but like you gotta put in a little bit of work. And when you do, that's when shit start coming together.
Mm.
That's when shit start looking good, you know what I'm saying? That's what when moving the shit forward.
Look at you preaching.
Yeah.
We gotta get on that shit, Denzel, before this shit gets too crowded in here with other people doing the same shit. We gotta get on that AI shit now. Now, while it's still early and motherfuckers ain't really fucking with it. You know, the big content creators ain't really fucking with it.
Assemble.
Yeah, we gotta be the first one. The first ones on it. Maybe we pioneers. Mm-hmm. Well, shit, let's not get too political, but I want to hear your take on this. Did you see that Donald Trump dropped a fucking sneaker?
I didn't see it.
I think it's like a $4,000, $5,000 sneaker or some shit. And there was a news outlet that had, it's like an all gold sneaker. I forgot the name of it, though. There's a news outlet that said that Trump is doing this to garner more black voters. And as a whole, because he was at, I don't know, I think he was at SneakerCon. He was at some shoe convention, and he released his damn shoe, and it sold out. And I was like, you see how they play? You see how they play? Do you see how they play? Did we not? Do y'all not remember when Joe Biden was like, oh, you're not black if you don't vote for Joe Biden? What? What? You're not black if we don't... And then your ass got it. And now it happens all the time. I know we say we're not going to get political on here, bro.
I ain't going to lie. This shit kind of hard, though. These Trump sneakers look kind of hard.
But the sneaker's not the point. It's the fucking intentions behind it. Like, I see what you're doing. Like, you got fucking Joe Biden out here in these goddamn soul food restaurants. Knowing damn well he can't consume this shit because it's bad for his diet. He out here just making a whole run of I get the black voters.
It's a checklist, right?
It's a checklist. Here comes Kamala Harris at the fucking cookouts and shit. But then when you get elected, you're gone.
When you're elected, we see you at no cookouts. You at the fucking meetings. You at the White House.
Yeah, it's like
locking niggas up. Like, okay,
you see how they play, y'all. You see how they play. That shit's so crazy to be like, yeah, I'm gonna drop a sneaker and to get black voters. Now, if you flip the script, if we said I'm gonna drop a fucking damn, I don't wanna go crazy with it. If we drop a fucking if I want to garner Mexican fucking, let me not before I get too racist. I mean, like, that's racist. But you get what I'm saying? You get what I'm trying to say? If it was any other race, it would be fucked up. But it's like, all right, I'm going to drop a fucking sneaker and get some black voters. Like, excuse me? I'm going to go to soul food restaurant. If you don't vote for Joe Biden, you not black. What? Joe Biden? Chill out. But I thought it was interesting that this man dropped a fucking sneaker. But it's like...
I mean, this is me personally. Out of the two, if we talking Trump and Biden, I'll go Trump all the way.
Raw would have a field day with that shit.
Two different devils.
Pick the less of two evils.
Yeah, Trump is the less of the two. Let's keep it aside. It's not even about, like, if there was a third player, I'm out there. There is a third player,
I think, but they might not win. I forgot their name, but there is a third player that's sneaking. Look at the ass camera, bro. I'm gonna order one next week. Next podcast, I should have a new camera. I think there is a third, but I am not voting. I'll tell you that right here, right now. Rob will probably be pissed about that too. You're not gonna vote. They know.
You're not gonna vote for Biden.
And I hate that shit. That's like, if the people that want you to vote for a specific person and you say you don't want to vote. And they're like, well, a no vote is a vote for the opposite. It's like, no, bitch, a no vote is a no vote. Like, I'm not voting. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. It's like, because, let's keep it a stat. Like, people get mad about Trump. Like, Trump is obviously yes. Yes. Biden, yes. But it's like, given the history, we had both as president for 4 years. Which one had more promotion? Like, let's keep it a stat.
Dude, Trump had the checks. Them checks are flying through.
Them COVID what we checks. Had with Biden. What we had with Biden.
Depression. Nothing,
literally.
But it's crazy that this man can even run again, considering all the shit he had, all the charges he had against him for Trump. Mm-hmm. I'm like, y'all got it. Hey, I don't know shit about politics. I'm not even going to front up here and act like I do. I'm speaking from ignorance, but when I see bullshit, I call bullshit. But I do agree with the people that say that if you don't vote, then you shouldn't have a say on what the fuck goes on. You right. You absolutely right. But I'm not one to go up here and speak on presidencies and shit like that. I'm here to speak on the bullshit, the antics behind it. I'm going to do a whole black person, the black voter run. I'm going to make sure, you know. The cookouts check, soul food check.
Ain't we like 20% of the United States anyway? Like,
I don't know why black votes are so important. I can't, and I don't know why, because we are the minority. So it's like, I don't understand. I don't understand that.
Like, I feel like Trump got it. Like, if we going off of that, Trump has got it in the bag already.
Anyway. I hear a lot of people saying that they're gonna vote for Trump though. A lot of people saying that you're gonna vote for
and him. It's like, because like it is people that voted for Biden and they're like,
Biden didn't do nothing.
Biden did nothing. Like, this is your king. Basically, that's what they said to him. It was like,
this who we wanted.
Yeah, we're going.
Are they both old though? They both old. Like, we're really old. Just putting old ass, senile ass people in these powerful positions, and it's like. But shit, Trump is shaky too, because Trump will probably press the red button against China.
Yeah, Trump would. I ain't gonna lie. Biden would, like, if we had to shoot between the two, like, which one would put war, it probably would be Trump, if anything. Because this is one little thing that China do. Let's say, like, a dude was in China land, like, in by ocean, and his shit got shot down. God forbid Trump find out.
Yeah,
you know, like, nuke their ass. Nuke them.
Like, no, we don't need that, bro. It's already getting a little shaky. You get what I'm saying? Like, I would love to go to fucking China, like, to visit some of the cities, and like, some of their cities are crazy, bro. It's amazing how, as far as architecture, how advanced the East is versus the West. Like, I'm talking about like Japan, China. Their fucking architecture is so advanced. The shit they have in place for people. Fucking bidets are over there. We still... If bidets were in America, without you having to buy one, and if you don't know what a bidet is, it's a shit that shoots water into your shit when you use the bathroom. You don't have to buy no fucking toilet paper. You might, just a little bit. You'll probably use so much less toilet paper because... All you gotta do is just, you know, make sure your shit dry down there. And it's way better. It's way healthier. We don't have that shit over here. And fucking, I'm trying to think of other shit. They have fucking.
They have newer infrastructure, and they got even older infrastructure than we have, because they still got legacy monuments and trademarks in China that's right. been around since like the 1700s. And before that, the Great Wall. Let's not talk about that, how old that shit is. That still stands to this day. We don't got shit like that.
There's a fucking crazy ass city. I think it's called like Guangzhou City. And it's like, bro, the buildings have so many lights on them. They have these crazy ass bridges. And here we are in fucking America. And it's just like, we don't have no cool shit. We don't have no innovative.
Everything that's old is like, it's either demolished. Like all of our old infrastructure, like if you look at like New York City 1912, New York City today, all of the original infrastructure has been demolished for the most part. It's been demolished. And it's been altered so much that it's not even resembling the old city, like the streets.
Yeah.
The streets got like 10 plus layers of fucking asphalt on them. So the original stone streets that the horses were riding on, this shit ain't there no more.
They figured like, it all out. All that over shit there. Is gone. They figured it out over there. I don't know what they had in place. And if only we could just be at peace so we can exchange information and we could have a bunch of cool
shit
over here.
Bro, if we all, like, if China, Russia, United States, and Japan all worked together, you know how good they not. Nigga, we would have floating cars. We would have AI sex bots. We would have all this shit. We'll have motherfucking cure for cancer. We'll have all that shit.
It's the It'll exchange of information. That shit is so fucking important, bro. And we just don't have it. We do not have that shit. That's one thing. Oh, I can say that. That's how I watched this throughout the week. Cat Williams was on the Joe Rogan podcast. And I always felt like the first podcast I actually was really onto was the Joe Rogan podcast. And that was before I got the idea of starting my own shit. When I was watching his shit, I was like, bro, I would never be on that level. He is the biggest podcaster on the fucking planet. But I was watching his shit way back when, and I was just like, oh shit, like this is interesting. Like I'm learning a lot from this shit. And then it came out, someone put out this compilation of him saying the N-word. But it was out of context and shit, even though he's not supposed to be saying that. I'm not throwing him no bail. I'm not shooting him no bail. So for the longest, I just didn't listen to him. And then recently, I seen he did an episode with Cat Williams. I was like, oh, the episode with Cat Williams? I was like, I fought with Cat Williams, so I'll check it out. And this man, like, it was, I don't know, the Shannon Sharp shit, where, like, he's sitting there talking about other comedians. They were talking about history. They were talking about whether they believe God is real or not. They were talking about the pyramids. They were talking about all of this shit. But the one thing that stuck out to me was that information was like a key word that they were using when we're talking about history. It's like we lose a bunch of information. But like information is so important to like people, to infrastructure, to politics, to everything. I'm like, damn. But I wanted to fucking just go through history and like look at shit. I was like, bro, history is like crazy. I wasn't the biggest history fan in like high school, but now it is interesting. And that was one of my favorite parts of the podcast, where I was talking about the seven wonders of the world, and I was talking about the pyramids and all that shit. That shit is very interesting. We might have an episode like that. This episode should have been that, but maybe next episode, I'll get back in my bag with history. We'll come back and we'll just chit-chat about shit. I kind of want the episodes to go a little bit, not off the rails from what we normally do, but just pushing in a different direction. Because you see, we do different shit on the channel every year. Every year we switch up, but the podcast kind of stayed the same throughout the year. So we might just, you know, push it in a little direction, see what happens. Well, shit. I'll save this other. I have like a kind of what would you do situation. I'll save that for the next episode. I think where are we at right now? Where are you at? Because I think I'm a little bit ahead.
I am at 54.
All right, we'll cut it here. Fuck it. Hey man, episode 107's in the books. This felt a little bit more what's the word I want to use? Intimate. There's only two people on the screen. You got me and Denzel. Never thought I'd see the day it would be a me and Denzel episode. It's been a me and Rod episode before. It's been a Rod and you half episode. But it's usually the three, you know what I'm saying? But here we are, episode 107, 107 weeks consistent. Y'all almost didn't get an episode this week. And that shit crossed my mind. I was like, maybe we just take this week off and say, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Maybe just take a break and revisit. Yeah, maybe you don't see this episode till next week. Rob would be pissed. Be like, y'all filmed my episode and didn't fucking upload it? Well, y'all get this shit Friday. I feel like we're routine in some people's Friday. So, episode 107, more reactions coming up. Subscribe, like, put us on to your friends. If you fuck with the... I don't want to say what we have in the vault right now, but we have something that's chefing on a different platform. If you know, you know. And we're gonna start getting some content ready for that. I have some ideas for it. It could be some solo things. It'll be some things where you just see only Denzel. It could be some things where you only see me. But there's gonna be some shit in the works. There'll be some different videos. We're still doing reactions. The music, but there's also be some other reactions that we're gonna do as well. Hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. If you know, you know. There's some fucking crazy ass TV shows that are out, and there's some shit that, matter of fact, fuck it, I'm gonna say what I'm gonna do. I am, and if any of the other guys want to join in with me, by all means, I'm going to watch. I still haven't watched it. The live action Avatar, The Last Airbender, and I want to do, like, you know. I don't know if I want to recap the whole series. I got the light on it. I don't know if I want to recap the whole series, or do I want to do it episode by episode? Do you get what I'm saying? So yeah. I'm still trying to figure that out, but you'll probably get a snippet up on here on this channel, and then the rest will be somewhere else. There's also a reaction that y'all didn't get because it got clapped on YouTube, which will also be over there. If any of that happens ever again, where a reaction just gets clapped out of existence and you don't see it, that we reacted to Yeet, they probably will never see it on here. It'll be on that channel or that platform over there. So stay tuned for that. It's gonna be a big year. Just the guys going up. We're getting monetized this year. I feel it. There's no way we don't get fucking monetized this year unless we just shit the bed and just don't do anything. Been a while since we had guests. We might have some more guests this year. Hey, man. Damn, Isaiah Thomas done fell. This is motherfucking keeps falling. Every fucking time I move on the desk, this motherfucker falls. Hey, man, it's been your motherfucking guys. He fell again. It's been your motherfucking guys. Denzel, myself, Terrell, will catch you in the next motherfucking episode. Episode 108. 108 weeks consistent, man. Hey, y'all stay safe out there. Be easy. Have a fun spring break. I think it's spring break for some people. And dial your clocks back this upcoming Sunday, because we lose an hour of sleep. But hey, man, it's been your motherfucking guys, man. We'll catch you next week.
Peace.